Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody.
Now I'm feeling pretty good this morning because we just had birthday cake for one of the ladies in the office. And we had birthday cake last week for someone else. And in
Who's next? Two weeks
we can have birthday cake for me. So, you know, feeling pretty good.
Happy
birthday. Yeah, it's coming up. So, yeah. So that's having a good morning, which is wonderful. Now today we are going to talk about waiting. Something that we don't always enjoy doing, but we all have to do. And something that we have to, you know, teach children from a young age. You have to wait.
Be patient,
that's right. And it's funny, we teach children and yet we don't always take on those same traits ourselves, do we?
No.
So that's what you shared about this week in our Heartbeat video, about waiting, but that God has a purpose for our waiting.
Yes. I think the word brings to my mind a picture as if I'm marching on the spot, like I'm not going anywhere. I'm wasting time.
Mm.
I'm, you know, wasting the time where I could be doing something else. And, you know, when you think about it, that can be like you're waiting in a queue. And that's a good analogy to think about, because often we're waiting for God to guide us to do the next step, for God to guide us in what his answer might be to prayer, his will.
Mm.
And it is sometimes as if not you're waiting in a queue to like get to the front to talk to God, but it's that time gap that, you know, for God, times of, you know, what is it? 1,000 years is a blink of an eye, and a blink of an eye is 1,000 years. To him, time has no boundaries on him.
Mm.
It has boundaries, like, you know, on us, because we have only so much time in our whole life. We have limited time on this earth. But God uses it for a purpose. It's never wasted.
Mm. I think saying you feel like though waiting is wasting time, that's certainly how I have felt often. During waiting, you're like, come on, let's just get on to the next thing. Let's do something. God, you know, I feel like you've called me to do something, but why isn't it happening now? So it really does feel like you are wasting time. And something that I've been reflecting on when you were speaking in the video was that we don't always know the plan of God while we're waiting. And so if we're not careful, I think that leads to frustration, because we're thinking, God, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, are you doing anything?
Yeah. And that's why we need to keep our eyes on him.
Mm.
Mm. Because if he's got us in a waiting period or periods, so not just happen once in our life,
yeah.
It happens in lots of different areas, maybe he's saying you're not ready yet.
Mm.
You know, he could be saying, no, I'm not doing that at all. But maybe he's saying, I'm not ready yet. Your attitude needs to change. I need to build up resilience within you. You need to increase your faith. You need to keep your eyes on me. Are you going to keep your eyes on me?
Yeah.
You know, I think the apostles, especially Paul, would use it as an example of like an athlete. You know, you're running the race.
Mm.
Are you going to run it to the end? If you're going to run it to the end, you're going to have to build up stamina, endurance, perseverance. Because perseverance gives you endurance, which gives you, you know, the necessity or the ability to continue to then have hope and have faith. And this athlete picture, you know, an athlete can't run a marathon straight away.
Mm.
They need to.
There's a lot of training that they do. And
steps,
yeah.
Change of diet, change of attitude, thoughts. I can do this. Believe in themselves.
Why improving do athletes, things, yeah.
Well, athletes don't just have someone who trains them how to run. They have coaches, psychological coaches, who teach them how to think, how to cope when it's tough, how to persevere.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Well, when you gave the example in Acts, you talked about how Paul's gone on this trip with Silas and all these different things happen. They meet this lady named Lydia. They meet a woman who's been possessed by demons. And you go through this story, and as you're sharing it, I'm like, well, there's actually a lot going on, but yet you were using it as an example of waiting. Because later I was thinking how when we're in the waiting, it doesn't mean things aren't still happening. Like you're still living your life. You're not doing anything. I'm not sitting on the couch while I'm waiting. I'm still living my life. But it feels like maybe for the purpose that God has for me, I'm not fulfilling it. But when you look at that story that you shared about Paul, you see God is setting up all these things while we're waiting. And sometimes we don't see it until we look back and go, oh, God did this, this, and this for me.
That's right. Yeah. I remember there was a time when my sister asked me a question and said, why is stuff in my life just taking so long to happen? And I just said to her, I really had it on my heart to say to her, God's got you in a waiting period because you might be ready, but everybody else in the actual steps that are going to be involved in your life aren't ready.
Mm.
So be patient, because it's looking after everybody.
Mm.
And it just gave you a different perspective.
Mm.
You know, or sometimes we do not see the hand of God working in our life in different areas when he is, because he's working it to set up the final answer to the question we've got.
Yeah, yeah. You shared that, and these are things that I really thought about too as you were sharing, that when we're waiting, we're learning to be more patient. We're learning to trust in God more, that he's got everything into control and it's not us.
Yeah.
That it's him who is sometimes God.
That's the whole reason why he gets us to wait.
Yeah, and that if we just trust in him more, then he will guide us.
Mm. And it's not easy.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, it's not easy for any of us.
Mm.
You know, maybe some saints, I always come back to it's a working with God that he's interested in us and our journey.
Mm.
He's so interested in us that he wants to make sure he gets it right for us. He gets it always right,
mm.
but that we get it. And so he doesn't rush. He doesn't need to rush. He knows the plans. He knows the timing. He knows what he needs to do, when he needs to do it.
Mm.
Think of Lazarus. He stayed 3 days behind when he knew Lazarus was going to die. He knew he could have gone earlier. He was just waiting because he said, I want to wait because I want to bring glory to this situation, not just for Lazarus, but for everybody else that was in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really about our hearts and transforming our hearts to be more like him. And he knows in the waiting, that's when that can happen.
Yes.
Like that's when he can purify our hearts to have the right intentions. Maybe if we're asking God for certain things in our prayer and he knows that's not something we should have, the waiting is actually giving us time to think about that more. To realize it's not.
Change our question.
Yeah. Like change our attitude to something, not ask for a specific thing anymore because that's not what actually would be the best for us. And that's God's love for us. His love for us is so strong that waiting is actually better for us, which is what we teach our children sometimes. You need to wait. It's better for you that you're patient.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would encourage everybody, when you are in a waiting period, because everyone knows eventually when you're just hanging around waiting or feel like you're hanging around waiting, keep looking to him, keep asking him, so Lord, what are you using this for?
Mm.
How can I wait better?
Mm. Or even asking, and asking is one of the things that you say, is we should keep asking, but asking, so God, what are you trying to tell me?
Yes.
If we're waiting, what are you trying to say?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because you got to, again, always remind yourself, the enemy doesn't want us to know this, and he always lies to us. God has the best for us. He is only a good father.
Mm.
And so the waiting is part of his goodness that he gives to us, to help us live a better life, to help us be the person that we were meant to be, to help us in everything. So don't see waiting as a, oh, great, he's saying no again, here I am stuck, he's not caring about me, because that's not him at all.
Another thing that really struck me when you were sharing was you said we want to fall into God's plans and not our own plans. And sometimes, I suppose that's what I was probably trying to say a bit earlier, when we're asking God for something but it hasn't eventuated yet, that could be because that's our plan and not his plan, like what he has for us.
We have a thinking, sad to say, and we all fall into the trap. God, you surrender yourself to me, and this is what I desire. Whereas God's saying, that's not the way it works. People surrender themselves to their God, and then he will work it out.
So we've probably gone out of order a bit when you were saying your points of wait, you know, just W. We've talked about A, ask. But the first one you shared about was in our waiting, when we're waiting for whatever it is in life. And I think there's lots of different things, like just some thoughts that come to mind is like lots of women would share they're waiting for to meet the right man to marry. They're waiting for a husband. Some people would say they're waiting to have children. Some people would say they've been wanting to make that next step in their career, but it's not happening. What's so happening? There's a waiting there. Yeah. There's people who say, God, I feel like you've called me to a certain purpose, to help people, to share Christ with people, just to love people. But God, for some reason, that's not happening either. No, so I'm happening. Waiting. Like there are so many different examples, and I think that every person would come to mind what's on their heart right now of what that waiting is for them. And the first thing you said in our waiting is we should worship. And I love that because it gives me something to do because I like, you know, I need to do something while I'm waiting. But also I think that can be difficult because, to be honest, if I'm frustrated that I'm waiting, sometimes I don't feel like worshiping. If I'm being really honest, you know.
But think of it in a way that you can say, you're honest, God wants honest prayers. Lord, I know you are God Almighty. Even if you might not feel at the time to be like, great God, you're wonderful, but because it's hard, you're in a hard time, a season, position, whatever. God, I know you are the Almighty and I don't feel like praising you, but I know the right thing to do is this.
Yeah, because I don't want to gloss over the fact that I might feel
blah. Terrible. Frustrated. Angry. Hurt.
Because God knows anyway. So there's no point.
So, like, Lord, I know what you know what it's like to feel abandoned on the cross. I feel abandoned by you right now. Lord, would you come and help me? That's worship. Because it's saying, this is the situation, this is where I am, but I'm looking to you.
Who's God. So, yeah, I thought that was something that I can do, and then I can, I suppose, place that in front of God and be like that frustration, but worship him because you can speak out the truth.
And if you don't have the words, go look up some Psalms. Because David had many a time when he was frustrated with God, when he was hiding from God, he was hiding from God when he was sinful, but he was hiding from man because man was attacking him, and it felt like they were going to kill him. And he wrote some Psalms down and said, God, come to my aid and help. Just read them, because often you'll find one that really sits right with you right now.
So we want to worship, we then want to ask God and keep asking. But something you also talked about in if we're going to keep asking God during our waiting, asking him for, God, why are you doing this? What are you saying to me? But also the next thing you said was also take action. So try and put steps into your life anyway while you're waiting, like, if you can.
It's like there might be a door ajar, but you're not pushing it open. You don't know. And it's like Paul, well, I think I'll go here. Can't get there. I think I'll go here. Can't. So he didn't like sit on his bottom and just stand there waiting for God to tell him what. What he thought God was saying to him.
And then the next thing he shared is don't be impatient.
Ha ha.
Don't kind of rush God along.
Because he doesn't have to be rushed.
Yeah.
Trust in his plan. Mm, mm. Trust in his timing.
Which is the last one. Trust in God's timing. Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Because we can try and canoodle God, like, you know, or, you know, butter him up. Really? Mm. He knows who we are, what we are. Mm. He knows how we feel. I mean, impatience is such, I think, a big thing for most people. You know, even when you say I'm a patient person, if you're waiting for so long, there's a time when you get pushed to shove and you get impatient.
Mm.
But it's then a trusting that, Lord, this is where you have me.
Mm.
And it is the surrender.
Mm.
It is the that's total surrender. Mm. And that's he wants our total heart.
Mm.
It says he's a jealous and selfish God because he loves so much. He wants us totally.
Mm.
And it's it falls back onto trusting in him, in the timing, in the waiting, in the when, in the how, in the what does it mean, just in all of it.
Knowing that God's timing is perfect, even if we can't see it or know it right now. Trusting in him. All right, so this week, the weekly challenge is, I think you could take any of those points. Maybe everyone should do their own for what works right now for them. And what I'm thinking is, for those of us who are in waiting times right now, and many of us are in different parts of our lives, maybe for you right now, maybe worship is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
That was the W. Or maybe right now you need to ask God. Keep asking. Maybe you need to not be impatient. Maybe you need to be patient. Or maybe you need to come to God and say, God, I'm trusting in you for your timing. So take one of those, worship, ask, don't be impatient, and trust in God's timing, and just really, yep, this is the one that speaks to me, and I'm gonna do that this week. So we pray that you have a really blessed week and that God would speak to you and be alive in you this week. And we look forward to chatting with you all next week. Bye.
Wonderful to be here, guys.